My name is Trinity Blush. I'm from the Stillwater FFA chapter in Oklahoma, and I just won the National Proficiency in Agricultural Research and Integrated Systems.
Congratulations.
So my SAE spans over the last 5 years. I started my research SAE as an eighth grader. I started by testing teaching methods for student learning about swine and seeing which teaching method works the best. And I've done a lot of very diverse, very enlightening research. Anything from testing if consumers can tell the difference between plant-based and beef burgers, to testing the willingness of consumers to pay for labels, all the way to bioremediation of oil spills using different organic products.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Eaton. I am from Galt FFA in California, and I won the Ag Services Proficiency. Yeah, so my project, I started out working as a farmhand in COVID. I was a freshman in high school, just helping out around what I could, helping greasing tractors, getting them set up, getting them ready. Over the years, I started gaining more experience with the equipment running, and I was able to work my way up to now I'm in a foreman type of position where I help out with new employees, training them on the different things that they do, to operate, transport, all different types of equipment that we have, and covered through 3 different counties.
Hi, my name is Gracie Sprague, and I am the winner in Agriculture Sales Entrepreneurship, and I am from Genoa Penta FFA from Ohio. For my project, I sell a livestock protein supplement called Kryptonite. This supplement serves 8 species of livestock, and in my 4 years of selling, I've sold 302 products. I source my inventory through TJ Blends, and therefore, I use my customer base to sell the product that I've taken in inventory. Yeah, this is absolutely amazing, just to be honest. It's kind of a dream that's been on the line for a while, so to be here now, achieving it feels really great, and I went up against a lot of great competition, so I really applaud their efforts too, and I think this is just like being on the national stage is quite an experience.
My name is Jack Schuster. I'm from the Marshall, Wisconsin FFA chapter, being the proficiency winner in agricultural sales placement. So I worked at my hometown hardware store. It was an Ace Hardware, and I started my sophomore year of high school and have worked there ever since, working summers while I'm currently in college. I started as just a register worker, and I've worked up all the way now to being the store-wide assistant manager as well as the head of the paint department. It feels fantastic. Being the final year I could do this, it feels amazing. It's a great way to wrap up my time in FFA. Last year we didn't do so hot, we only got silver in the state, so being able to turn around and revamp the application to get here is an amazing feeling.
So my name is Titus Montgomery. I am from Red Oak, Oklahoma, and I am, I guess, the national champion in the agricultural communications proficiency area. So started the Brag on Ag podcast, and I feel like, especially within the world of agriculture and FFA, members aren't bragged on enough. Why do you believe in agriculture and the future of agriculture? What was that moment for you? And it's one of those things where I love to listen to others.
My name's Haley Hines. I'm from the Paola FFA chapter in Kansas, and I just won the Service Learning Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency Award. So my freshman year, I recognized that there was food insecurity in my community, and that just didn't sit well with me. So I started to work with my advisors and my school counselors to come up with an anonymous way for students to access food. And I decided to name it Panthers Helping Panthers, because that's our school mascot. So it's like students helping students. And I got to work, working with donors and filling out different grants, and I eventually worked up to be able to raise chickens and pigs in our animal science lab, and my advisor, Mr. Scholl, helped raise them with the animal science students, and they learned how to feed them, vaccinate them, and care for livestock, and then I was able to butcher them and have them as a protein source, and then also go to different civic organizations in my community and talk about how prominent food insecurity really is in our community.
Well, my name's Sophia Gomes. I'm from the Tulare FFA chapter in California, and I just won the National Ag Education Proficiency Award. So sophomore year of high school, I started off working with a local program called Ag Ventures, which is an interactive ag museum for kids. From there, I went on to my California Milk Advisory Board ambassadorship, where I got to go into classrooms throughout my county and talk about the California dairy industry. And then from there, I took on 2 years with the Tulare County UC Extension's office, and then 1 year facilitating Green Hand Leadership Conferences with California FFA. It's just been such an honor to work with my community and to work with those kids. I think that winning an accomplishment like this is just, you know, such a cherry on the top. It's just been such a great time in California FFA, and it's such a great way to end my time in FFA.